Why Some Non-Democracies Are Better Than Others. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Officially, the U.S. State Department won't tell the president of Egypt to resign. But we do want him to listen to the aspirations of his people. Aspirations which run the gamut from getting rid of Hosni Mubarak.
Everybody hates that man. Everybody doesn't want him. So it's over.
To getting rid of Hosni Mubarak.
We want Mubarak to leave our country.
The problem for us is that Hosni Mubarak may be a repressive president, but he frankly locks up a lot of people who we really want locked up. With the country in chaos, many of them have now escaped. And Al Jazeera introduced us to one of them.
Hassan Wishar is back at home in Gaza after spending 3 years in Abu Zabul prison in Cairo.
And what was Hassan in for?
He was jailed when he was caught by Egyptian security in the Sinai and admitted to planning an attack on Israel.
Planning an attack on Israel. And even though the internet was down and cell phones shut off, he seemed to have no trouble arranging a ride home.
Once he was free, he was picked up by another member of the Army of Islam, driven all the way from Cairo to the Egyptian town of Rafah on its border with Gaza.
And there he used one of the many tunnels to rejoin his family, where he discussed his future career plans.
Despite his time in prison and now the family reunion, Hassan Wishar says his armed resistance against Israel will continue.
And that may be why we consider some non-democracies better than others. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.